with us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Father Frank Donio from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Good morning, Father Frank.
Good morning, Anna.
It's good to have you back. And we're continuing our mini series, Spending Advent with St. Vincent Pallotti. And today we are focusing on the theme of joy. And I think we all think we know what joy is, Father, but when I think about that verse from St. Paul that says, you know, rejoice in the Lord always, I don't think joy is just being emotionally happy. So what exactly is it?
No, joy is something that's much more, much deeper, and really is, as St. Vincent Pallotti says, holy cheerfulness is a precious fruit of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and is thus the mark of a true servant of the Lord.
Holy cheerfulness.
And I like that holy cheerfulness. I think there he talks about joy a little later, which I'll mention later, but this cheerfulness is really what he's talking about. This joy. It's not just simply here, put on a smile and you know and just simply go through life not recognizing that our true peace, our true joy comes in being a disciple of Christ, a servant of Christ. That's where true joy is. Happiness, too often people are searching for happiness, and that's really fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And this time of year, it really focuses in on that, oh, that gift that somebody wants, or this thing that they think is going to really make them extra happy, and then it goes away. Joy, true joy, that comes from the Lord doesn't go away. And there's that cheerfulness, really what St. Vincent is saying is we have to radiate this, especially toward people who he calls them strangers. And what he's talking about are people who may not agree with us or may be hostile toward us or really don't have a relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're sour and bitter and nasty, where does that show the joy of Christ?
Yeah, Father, as I read this full quote, and I'll have you read it in its fullness here in just a second, but when I was reading this quote from St. Vincent, I started thinking about how often I lament all of this, you know, celebrating Christmas music starts on the radio stations on, you know, Halloween and all of the consumerism and all the stuff that people want at Christmas. And I just started thinking, if I'm just scoffing at them or being mean about it, I mean, what are they going to think about a Christian's experience of this season?
Yes, I think that's very true. And so while we can, you know, of course, we begin the Christmas season at Christmas and continue on, and people may find us strange for doing that, but we can enter into the joy that people or the happiness that people are, and help them through our witness, something as simple as a smile. You know, we might be out shopping or we might be out doing something and maybe we feel stressed about all these different things we need to do. Do we take that extra time with someone who maybe they bumped into us or maybe there was a long line and we're feeling kind of off? Do we take the time to smile, to just simply give a kind word, to give a greeting to someone else? Those simple things are ways of witnessing the joy that comes from Christ and witnessing our lives as Christians. And they don't cost anything.
It's the best part. Well, maybe not the best part. I'm just kidding. But it is nice that it is free to give and that we should give freely as the Lord gave freely. Why don't you read this full quote for us from St. Vincent?
So, holy cheerfulness is a precious gift of the fruits of the Holy Spirit and is thus the mark of a true servant of the Lord. So, in face, in looks, in reciprocal remarks, and in a special way towards strangers, all must radiate holy cheerfulness and joy. It must be remembered that if this characteristic is lacking, they will lead few people to God because they will not encourage many to be enthusiastic about following our Lord Jesus Christ. On the other hand, their example of cheerfulness and joy will help people to understand that the following of our Lord Jesus Christ is the basis of a life of true happiness. And this was in a letter. Pilate wrote this, St. Vincent Pilate wrote this to someone else and really was encouraging them. You wonder what this person may have been like. I don't know.
What were they complaining about in that letter that he was responding to?
Possibly, yes. You know, stop going on and on here. This is how you're called to be. And he had a tendency to do that. He was very much a spiritual director. And this is the advice of a spiritual father saying, look, here's how you're going to draw other people to Christ. Just that example alone will help people understand that real happiness, true happiness, can only come through life in Christ. And everything else, it really goes without saying, but that is what he's saying. Everything else is going to fall short. And you know, he could have had that. He came from a merchant family. He could have had a very nice life, mm-hmm. St. Vincent, and chose not to. Yeah. And what do people seek? And in this season, of Advent, and as we go into the Christmas season, it's important for us, particularly as we're about to celebrate Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday, mm-hmm. it gives us an opportunity to stop and say, well, what kind of joy in Christ am I radiating to other people?
Yeah. How would you encourage us to pray?
I think in terms of prayer, it's a matter of looking at what are the things that are weighing me down? What are the things that are that I'm holding on to that are going against joy? Am I angry with someone? Am I upset about something? Am I worried? Am I weighed down? Am I really trusting in the Lord? And then to ask the Lord and to ask the intercession of the Blessed Mother to move that away, to take that and to fill us with the joy that really only comes from Christ.
Amen. We've been talking to Father Frank Donio. And Father, if listeners want to check out the Advent resources you have available to them, where do they find them?
Just go to CatholicApostolateCenter.org.
And you can find that linked at sunrisemorningshow.com. Father Donio, thank you.
Thank you and God bless.
You too, Father. Thank you very much.